She's a mortgage mom.
Are you in escrow right now? It is not too late to make sure that you are getting the financing that you need. I get those calls all of the time, and we close our loans extremely fast. Don't take a loan that you aren't happy with. Don't let your lender change the terms that you originally signed up for and say, I'm sorry, but this is all that I can do for you. Stop, drop, and roll. Call mom, 844-935-3634. Treat it as a fire drill. Let me get you into the home that you need with the financing that you need. Let's make sure that we're getting you into the right terms, the right interest rate, and the right closing costs. Call me, 844-935-3634. Or hey, text the word mom to 474747. Call Mortgage Mom Radio right now. It's 844-935-3634.
Well, here again on Mortgage Mom Radio, we've got some special guests. And what is this now?
So, you know, we've been introducing all of our new peeps, and, you know, we've got a growing family here at Mortgage Mom Radio. So we've all learned, we've listened to Heidi, and we all know that Heidi does not like to wake up early in the morning.
She's still here, right? Heidi's still in the building. I haven't seen her in a couple of weeks.
She's still okay. She's just not going to...
Not showing up on a Saturday.
Not on a Saturday morning, especially not early. She is not an early bird. But she does come in and she gets her job done. And when she is here, she works fiercely. So we've also introduced Chase, our tech guy. And of course, we've got Barry, our producer here. And then we've had Larry, the mortgage dad, on. But I've got another, we've got this growing family. So we've got Rosie that we'll introduce maybe next week. And she's actually just been phenomenal so far. And we've got Kyle here. Say good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
I was waiting for you to say good morning, Kyle.
Probably would have been a better statement.
Yeah. So this is Kyle Doty, and Kyle actually joined the team, and him and his dad. So his dad's Jim, and Jim's been a loan officer in the industry forever. Do we want to say how many years?
Probably getting close to retirement time. Let's be honest.
He's getting there.
And when he showed up, he's like, oh, you do the show so late in time now. I guess you guys go way back where the show was super earlier then?
Yeah.
Before the sun came up? What is this?
Yes. So I've worked with Jim for many years, and me and Jim back about, what was it, maybe 3-4 years ago, we actually started with radio, and there was another gentleman that used to do a show for our company, and we actually hired him to do the show, and you know, that was what we did. And after listening to the show for quite some time, that's when my Mortgage Mom Radio hat came on, and I said, hey, I can do this show way better. I actually know underwriting, I know guidelines, I know loans, and I care about people. So we kicked him to the curb, and now it is the Mortgage Mom Radio show, and it's me. But Jim and Kyle go way back. And
you mean you treat people as people and not just another number? That's weird, right?
That's what we do, right? Exactly. And we don't yell at people on the air, and we don't call them stupid. And, you know, that's not the point of the show.
That seems like a crazy concept to me.
Right?
You know, it's your show.
It's my show. You want me to get more rude?
whatever gets the numbers done and the ratings in. Whatever you got to do.
I love it. So Kyle, Kyle works with us, and he is basically Jim's Heidi. So he comes in the morning, and he works fiercely while he's here.
I also do not like mornings.
You guys are a lot alike. It must be that personality.
Yeah, that
assistant personality. But you're great. But we go way back. And back in the day when we had the other show on the air, we would actually start first show at 5 a.m.
Somebody's making fun of you in there for being on the radio, by the way. You should see.
Making fun of Kyle because I'm making him do this. It must be that different personality for the, you know, the assistant personality versus the loan officer. Personality, the A-type personality. But we do go way back, and we used to start the show at 5 a.m., and we'd have to be at the office about, 4:30 in the morning to get in and get the phones on, computers on, get ready to go, some coffee in your blood, and wait for the phone calls to start. So, yes, we go back a good amount of time.
I mean, even back to working in your house with you as our office.
I forgot. I mean, we go way back. That's right. There was at one point in time when we were just getting started that everybody was coming to my house every single day before we had an office set up, and we were working from the table. I had, you know, all
three kids running around, the whole fam, the whole mortgage mom scenario was in full force at that time because it truly was. Mortgage Mom.
Oh, it was. And you got, and no joke, I mean, I've got eight chairs around my dining room table, and I had all eight there, and I was sitting at the desk in my office, and we had people sitting on the couch. I had people outside sitting next to the, you know, on the patio furniture next to the pool, and everybody was working and hustling, and phone calls were ringing and cell phones, and you had to walk out the front door if the calls got too loud because somebody else was on the phone. Yeah. You know, it was good stuff. But so excited to have you and Jim, you know, back with the Mortgage Mom Radio family, because I wouldn't be here where I'm at if we hadn't gone through all of that together. Sure. And, you know, it's good stuff. And, you know, Kyle, you actually sell real estate too, right?
I do. I've had my license now for about 6 years. So getting used to now the ins and outs, and kind of feel like I've gotten some good experience with that. It really helps to see how the market's going, you know, and playing the houses and seeing how, you know, what's falling when it's a hot time, when it's not a hot time, you know, when it's cooling down and stuff like that. You know, I grew up in it. Like you said, my dad's been in the business for, you know, 30 plus years. So I think my first words were HUD one, or, you know, can I get you an appraisal? I think those were probably my first.
You think those were the first
words.
Ones? Yeah, it wasn't TI calculator, right? Back when everybody used those to, you know, your dad's like, get me the TI, and you probably went running with your little diaper, you know. And it's very similar. I think that's why we all get along so well, because my parents were both in real estate as well. They actually worked with your dad, and then I got in the business. And you know, you are. I mean, you're kind of like infused in it as a child. And there's so much that you pick up and you learn, and you don't even know what you're picking up and learning because you've been doing it, you know, since you were little.
Definitely.
You've been learning, and you don't even know you've been learning. You know?
And you can learn as much as you want, but everybody is different too. There's always a case by case scenario, you know, where it's like something. Even now, like I'm sure
every day I learn every day.
Like it's like, wow, I've never heard of that scenario. I've never, you know, thought about that. Like, is this new or something? So every person has a different type of scenario they bring to the table, which keeps, I think, the job a little bit unique and a little bit more.
It's not a boring job. Yeah, it is not a boring job because you are constantly learning. I mean, not only do underwriting guidelines change often, but so you're already keeping up on that. But every single person is unique and an individual, and everybody has a different story. Mm-hmm. Some of the stories are very similar, and so you can easily place them into, you know, okay, we can do it this way or that way, you know, but there are so many different stories and so many different borrowers and so many different situations that we are constantly learning. Nobody can ever say, I know everything, you know, I think that's what makes us really good at what we do. We're the first people to say, you know what, I don't know that answer, but I will get it for you, you know, and you're going to stop and actually do the research and make sure that you're telling somebody the right answer. So, but I love having you guys here. I love having you back.
Love being here.
I love walking in every day and seeing you working at the desk and going for it. And
I'm there.
Yeah, I love it. Anybody wants to talk to Kyle, you guys want to know about real estate, because he does do that as well, you guys can call Kyle. All you guys got to do is text the word MOM to 474747 and just literally type Kyle into the message to me, and I'll get you guys in touch. And, you know, we'll have Dad on. We'll have him on in a couple of weeks, and we'll have Rosie on in a couple of weeks. You guys are going to learn all about the Mortgage Mom Radio family. And, you know, thanks for being here. This was fun.
Hey, you're going to get a real treat with my dad, that's for sure.
Hey, I've known your dad for a really long time, and we have worked together for a really long time, so it's good.
I hope you got plenty of tape ready to for that conversation, because it may not end.
Oh, you mean when we get him on here to talk to him? Yes, he does like to talk. I mean, I like to talk, so you know, we might have to pre-record and cut that one down.
Maybe a touch.